A Department of Education hearing officer agreed with a Franklin County judge that ECOT owes that money for 9,000 students it was paid for who weren't enrolled full-time. The state contends ECOT must show it's providing 920 hours of learning opportunities each year for each student. But ECOT has claimed it's following the law and a contract signed in 2003, which did not require it track the hours students spent online. ECOT spokesman Neil Clark says no matter the Board of Education's vote, this battle isn't over.
We will resist any actions that they take and will continue to appeal to the General Assembly or others to correct what's been going wrong in this process.
Will this go to the Ohio Supreme Court?
Absolutely.
But State School Superintendent Paulo DiMaria has said he thinks the law is clear. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.